Well, now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM in the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as www.oshawarocks.com through the Old Durham County of Oshawa, Ontario, and the Greater Toronto Area. We are also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway in Cornwall, Ontario. And with all that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute as we welcome you all into here the third and final hour of today's program. I'd like to celebrate and make mention that tomorrow marks the 80th birthday of one of my all-time favorite brothers teams in country music, that is the legendary Bellamy Brothers. Howard Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers celebrates his 80th birthday tomorrow, and with that I would like to salute him today with a couple of features. First there'll be a song called Old Hippie, and then we'll follow with another all-time favorite that truly says it as it is, and that is I Wish Life Was Like the Andy Griffith Show. With that, welcome to the third and final hour, friends, and yes, happy birthday out there to Howard Bellamy.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray, but he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too freaking old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. They sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. Cause he's an old and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. He's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day, and pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Yeah, he ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust.
whole evening news is sure depressing. Well, this world is in a mess and it don't get better. Terrorism's in fashion and making love can kill you. Oh, but I have found a better place to go. We're all living in the shadow of the bomb, tuned in to the lifestyles of the rich and greedy. Oh, but meanwhile, back in Mayberry, no one says the F word. Thank God for the reruns on the Andy Griffith Show. Angie's letting Otis out of jail. Gomer's helping Goober drive a nail. When Barney's looking for his bullet, you better watch out for your toes. I wish life was like the Andy Griffith Show. Now they're dealing in souls on the airwaves. All them false prophets trying to make a buck. But old Floyd the barber, he just goes on trimming hair. And we ain't heard the last of Ernest T. Bass, you know. On the Andy Griffith Show, Aunt B's cooking lamb and turnip greens. Everyone dance while the darlings pick and sing. Yeah, and Obie's digging worms to go fishing, don't you know. I wish life was like the Andy Griffith Show. Thelma Lou told Juanita to call Helen Crump, then round up Clara and Emmett and Howard Sprague. There's a town meeting down in Andy's office. Barney's gonna try to take us all back in time to the Andy Griffith Show. The biggest hassle there was making moonshine. They sat swinging on the porch with an easy mind. When maybe it wasn't real, but when this old world blows, I hope I end up on the Andy Griffith Show. I wish life was like the Andy Griffith Show.
And yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada as we salute what we like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. Here on Way Back, and with that mentioned, we would like to salute some of the East Coast legends. First of all, I'd like to also send out my happiest of birthday wishes for my dear friend, Miss Nancy Wall, the beloved better half of Michael T. Wall, our beloved King of the Newfies. With that mentioned, Miss Nancy celebrates her birthday on the 11th of February, and so in honor of her, I'll play an all-time classic by Michael T. and his song called Till the Angels Come for Me. We'll then follow with another all-time legend, the East Coast, Roy Payne, and his song called Skid Row Charlie. And we'll wrap up here with another all-time favorite by Smiley Bates himself. It'll be, as mentioned, a song by Smiley called The Young Fisher Woman. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you down east, and especially to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. Welcome in, friends.
My friends say, Michael T., when you're gonna start slowing down? They ask me, when am I gonna stop traveling town to town? I just tell them I love my fans and country, and I'm gonna sing country gospel songs till the angels come for me. I've been lucky making my living as something I love. I thank all my loyal fans, and I thank the Lord above. I've sung in clubs, on TV shows, on the Opry in Tennessee. And I'm gonna sing country gospel songs till the angels come for me. When my time has come and my last song's been sung, I'll tell everybody just where I want to go. Take me back to Newfoundland, that's where it all began. So angels there may serenade my soul. Yeah, my friends say, Michael T, when you're gonna start slowing down? They ask me, don't you ever get tired traveling all around? I just tell them I love my fans and country. And I'm gonna sing country gospel songs till the angels come for me. Come for me.
Come for me.
Come for me.
Come for me.
I'm gonna be singing country gospel songs till the angels come for me. Charlie, to the friends he'd shared the bottle with, to the kids he told his stories to, and I was one of them. Back before the street gang wars, somewhere back in 54, he told me things that I see now he saw way back then. He said, son, don't plan your future, you just let it happen to you. Then if nothing happens, well, it won't drag you down. Never trust a banker, never turn to whiskey, and the grass is never greener on the other side of town. He said, this damn world owes you nothing, not even the ground. They'll lay your body in, and the marker up above your head may not even bear your name. Don't get involved with takers, women who are known heartbreakers. Smile no matter what goes down, son, play her like a game. Had it all at 34, then they shipped me off to war. I came home a hero, and to a woman who was gone. See those medals on my chest? Well, son, they're all that I've got left to prove that I was someone somewhere once upon a time. It was way down low in December when we put down old Charlie's body. And you know the marker up above that old man's head didn't even bear his name. I went back there about a year ago, and above his grave I placed a stone. I engraved it, Skid Row Charlie. the man who played the game. He said this damn world owes you nothing, not even the ground they'll lay your body in, and the marker up above your head may not even bear your name. Don't get involved with takers, women who are known heartbreakers. Smile no matter what goes down, son, play her like a game. Yeah, you smile no matter what goes down, son, play her like a game.
Set to depart. The crews prepared nets for the journey. One last kiss from sweethearts and wives who were left standing there by the sea. One young wife with tears in her eyes, who had only a short time been wed. The fathers be waiting return of her husband, the fisherman Ned. She watched the small boat with its sail, just a speck on the distant horizon. Then she turned the weary foot home, for she knew that the night would soon come. How empty the village would be, how lonely the fisherman's life. For this was Ned's first trip to sea since she moved to the village, his wife. Have now passed since they'd gone. Was time for return to the harbor. The women and children were there with laughter and hearts all aglow. And soon there were cries of delight from the lips of the ones that had gathered. Small pointed white sails had been seen. They were welcomed and hailed as they neared. But then came a cry of despair from the sight of the boats they had yearned. They all knew that 15 had left, but only 14 had returned. Poor Grace, so torn, could not speak. Was Ned's boat could not be found. The others dread sad to their home, while Grace knelt there on the ground. The story was told of the winds in the storm, how the one boat was swept, how the men were all lost in the night. Then the whole village silently wept. The village still tells how for years the young fisherwoman did cry and watch for a boat to come in each day by the lonely seaside.
With the Lord, you and me. Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of those old bluegrass legends as we pay tribute to the grass is always bluer here on the Way Back Show. With that mentioned, let's send out some special dedications to some dear friends who love the bluegrass music. I'd like to first of all send out a song to Sandra Day, my dear friend in Ingleside, Ontario. For her today, it'll be an all-time classic called When the Snow is on the Roses, and is sung today by the legendary brother team, Jim and Jesse McReynolds. We'll then follow with another all-time favorite, this time Benny Martin, who I have been listening to a lot lately and hope to do a tribute on in the near future. Benny, as he is known as the Big Tiger, or also the King of the Bluegrass Fiddle, it's going to be an all-time classic called Ice Cold Love. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite, and this is going to be for the 87th anniversary of the birth of none other than Del McCurry. And Del's got an all-time classic called Rain and Snow. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you that love the old bluegrass sound. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Now the golden sun can see us kiss. Every summer day we'll love like this.
Was warm as fire. fire. You said you loved me so, but now you're awful cold, your ice cold love.
A dedicated man, you drove those country back roads to 1,001 night stands.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? That the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to welcome y'all to Turn Up the Radio as we pay tribute to an interview we just got to do the other day with our good friend Big Al Traynor of Oshawa. Now, Big Al, for many years, recorded and toured with the legendary Smiley Bates, and he also played bass with Smiley's band. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to this third and final piece of this interview with our good friend Big Al Traynor from Oshawa. Now, following this interview, we will hear an all-time favorite that Big Al Traynor recorded and wrote about his friend Smiley Bates called Smiley As I Knew Him. With that, here now is my good friend, all the way from Oshawa, Ontario, and it's going to be Big Al Traynor now, and with this, the third and final piece of this interview.
And you know that a lot of people didn't know this, but Smiley, at any time you ever saw him, he would have 50 $1,000 bills in a roll in his pocket.
Yes. Now, you had a story that you told me years ago about something like that and a guy. Would you share with us that story?
Yeah, that we were playing in Kingston, going to do a show. Yes. And we were in the hotel. And he was having a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we were going to do the show that afternoon or at night or whatever. I'm not just sure when we were going to do it. But anyway... Yeah. While we were there, Smiley came out and he brought out this $50,000 out of his pocket. Oh, he said, I don't want that. I got this one over here. It's with my other money. He had a $200 or $300 in the other pocket.
Yes.
He never was without money.
Okay.
But anyway, this guy saw that. And I went to the washroom and this guy came in behind me. And he said, hey, young fella. I said, yeah. He said, you know that fellow sitting at the table with you there? You know him well? I said, oh, yeah, I know him. He said, who is he? I said, it's Smiley Bates, a country music singer.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, well, I want to tell you something, he said. I said, oh. He said, you know, I just got out of jail. Do you know what I was in jail for? He said, I took $24 out of a Max Milk store.
Wow. Yes.
And they put me in prison. He said, now, if I hadn't just got out of prison, I would have followed that man around till I caught him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he would not have had that money.
Wow.
And you go back and tell him that. He said, I was in Kingston Penitentiary for over a year.
Yes, yes.
For robbing that store. And I think he kind of shot somebody, but he didn't kill him.
Okay, okay, yes, yes.
And anyway, that's why he got such a severe listening. I know it was, he said a year or 2 years he'd been in Kingston Penitentiary.
And he'd been through hell and back, obviously, yes, in that 2 years.
Yeah, he said, I'm only out 3 days.
Yes.
He said, you go back and tell that guy how lucky he is.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that was quite a story.
Yes, it was. It is.
I went back and told him, Smiley said, well, he'd have to kill me to get it.
Well, he could have, you know.
Yeah, I said, yeah. It didn't sound like he couldn't do that.
Exactly. So Smiley was very flashy with his money, obviously.
Well, he never thought it mattered.
Okay. Okay.
You know, he had... Do you know that Smiley used to, he never believed in banks.
Yes, okay, neither do I personally, but yeah, yeah.
He had a real hatred for banks, because yes. They kept too many records.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Smiley never bothered with income tax and all that stuff.
Okay, right? yes, I see, okay.
What he made, he kept.
Yes, yes.
And he never registered anything.
Okay.
But he did register all his $1,000 bills. That was one thing he did. The serial numbers off every $1,000 bill he had was all written down.
Okay.
But at the cabin where he lived,
mm-hmm.
he would get money and he'd have it all over the place, and he would put it in mason jars and mayonnaise jars and that, and bury it in the backyard.
Okay, I've heard that before by different people. Yes.
Yeah, and a couple of times we went home there after shows, and the jars were out on the ground. The raccoons would come in and smell the whatever that was in the jars and dug them up, but couldn't get the lid off.
I see. Yeah.
So everything was there, but we went. We were going down to Nova Scotia, and he got a guy. He said, "I'll pay you to cut my grass while we're gone."
Yeah.
And that guy found some of that money and cut the grass. Gone. He took the thing. There was $100 bills in today.
Yes.
But Smitty told him they're all registered. I have the serial numbers of them all, so don't spend them. But he never had the small money. He never had any serial numbers of anybody. He told that guy he did, and that guy knew he had the $1,000 ones done because he said it so many times.
Exactly.
No use taking these off me, because if you do get
caught, if you try to spend them, they'll trace you right back. Exactly,
they trace it right out, and the bank wouldn't take it, and nobody would take it unless they saw the serial number.
That's right.
Made sure it was real.
Yes. And so I know Smiley died at 59 years old, as we were just discussing there. What happened to him at the end of his life? He must have been quite young, as we say.
He was. I don't know what he had. He had a cancer, a lung cancer or something.
Okay.
And he was suffering pretty bad near the end.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, he was. But he did make it back to the cabin.
Yes.
Before he died, just so he buried only about 4 miles or 5 miles from where his cabin was.
Oh wow! Okay.
On the Bent River Road.
Yes. Okay.
Close to the store.
Yes, okay. Well, see, my stepdad's from up that way, so I'll have to ask him, yeah.
Oh, he could find his grave.
Exactly.
We buried him even in, he got buried kind of in the frost area.
Okay.
So we had to put a steam tarp where they were going to dig the ground where the grave was going to be dug.
I see.
And we had to sing that shell, "Go Set High on the Mountain."
Yes.
Right at the graveside. He asked to do that.
That's right. And "Let Me Rest" was another one, I believe.
What it was. Yes. Let Me Rest on a Peaceful Mountain, is
exactly.
that it?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what he wanted us to sing at the grave.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I see. So we did do that.
Yes, yes, did. Yes. I've heard that those stories.
That was a funny thing, too, because when we went to the funeral, when the funeral was all over, I went to the desk to pay the bill for my room.
Yeah.
And he said, you're Al Traynor, yeah? I said, oh, yeah. And he said, well, your bill's paid.
Wow.
And I said, paid? Who paid it? I never, ever thought of Smiley.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He said, Mr. Bates paid for you and he paid for Mr. Dalton.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. I said, wow. I can't believe that.
He was quite the man then, for sure.
He knew he was going to go.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the funny part of it. He knew all about what was going to happen.
Okay, I see. Yes.
Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you.
Yeah.
I remember we were playing a show in Shelburne, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We did lots of shows in Shelburne, but anyway, we were doing a show and we were sitting around the table and this East Coaster, Newfoundlander, came in and he said, Smiley Bates is here somewhere? I said, yeah, he's right there in the bus. And he said, oh, can I see him? I said, oh, yeah, go just knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he knocked on the door and he said to Smiley, can you come with me? He said, I need to see you. And he's talking in a whisper. Don't want nobody here.
Yes.
And he said, can you come with me? And Smiley said, what do you want? And he said, no, come with me. He said, I got something for you. So Smiley comes out. And the Newfoundlanders kind of crouch down like you don't want nobody to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And he's kind of scooting around a couple of trailers and a couple of things. And Anyway, Smiley was telling us about this after. We were all over the place, and then he said, okay, come on here now. And he opened the tent, and he said, get in, get in. And he went inside, and the Newfoundlander said, I got this for you, he said. And he pulled out a chunk of bologna about a foot and a half long.
Yes.
And he cut off a piece about 8 inches.
Wow, yes.
And he said to Smiley, he said, now make your way back to the camp, he said, and put that under your arm and run like a son of a gun, because he said if there's a newfie in the park, he'll mug you for that. Smiley never forgot that.
For sure, for sure. Like Dick Nolan's song, A Piece of Baloney.
Yeah, that's it. And another time a guy said to me one time, he said, you know Smiley Bates? And I said, oh yeah, I play with him.
Yeah.
He said, well, next time you see him, tell him he knows me. Well, Smiley used to laugh at that even in the middle of a show.
Yes.
Anybody who spoke with a Newfoundland accent?
Yes, okay, yeah.
He'd start to laugh. I know, he thinks he knows me. he'd say that for 2 or 3 years, I heard him say that.
I see, yes. Well, with on that happy note, we'll say thank you for a wonderful conversation. I hope I haven't kept you too short for today,
Big Al. No, you can't, I'll try and remember that song. But you know there's only 2 or 3 songs I wrote about him, so
yes, exactly.
It'll be one of them.
Yes, it will be. Yes, okay.
Yeah. Now, I did hear one
that I never heard before, but it was called The King of the Flat Top. I listened to that last night. It's a good one, too. Yeah.
That's a nice one. I wrote that one, too.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Well,
my friend Smiley Bates, and then my golden guitar, I think, or my guitar.
Okay, my guitar, yes, yes, okay.
Yeah, if you see that guitar, you'll see the story of where Smiley taught me music.
Oh, nice,
Only okay. I, instead of putting Bent River, I put Tennessee.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
The whole story that was true.
Nice, nice. Well, let's keep in touch as we usually do, and I'll have you back on for Canada Day for your own legacy in your career.
Yeah, And get me a copy of your show.
I sure will, Big Al. Yes. For sure.
Okay, thanks. And you're doing a great job with my music. Thanks for that.
Well, thank you for allowing me to. Yes, for sure.
Oh, you got full rights to everything I own.
Well, I appreciate that, Big Al. Yes. Well, you have a good day, and God bless you, and you stay safe now.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you know this man? He asked me. The shovel was still in his hand. Yes, I knew him well, I told him. I played the bass in his band. He was a singer and player, known well by his name. Like most here in Canada, he never made the Hall of Fame. I remember very well the first time we met. He was doing a show in T.O. I don't reckon I'll ever forget. He was sitting on a stool in an old country bar, having a drink and smoking a cigarette, strumming on his old guitar. His tan leather face showed long years spent outside, where he just loved to play with many friends by his side. Sometimes he would reminisce as he sat at the bar. At the time, he was the best on his old flat top guitar. I was young with dreams to someday be a star. Smiley said, okay, I'll teach you on my flat top guitar. He took his time and he taught me the basics of how to play on his old flat top guitar in his own special way. Then one day it happened. Smiley was gone. We'd been friends for years, but he just up and moved on. Big Al's wife said, "Al, that's your friend in that car. Stopped by on his way out of town. Left you this flat-top guitar." Well, after many years of practice, I picked up the pace. Made many friends and learned how to play bass. I met Smiley again at another show, and he came over and he shook my hand. He said, "Big Al, you've done very well. Come and play the bass in my band." Well, we did many shows in the years to come. Shel Dalton and I were the band. We traveled from Ontario to the East Coast, clean through to Newfoundland. And then Smiley got sick. Shel was sitting close to his bed. Smiley said, "There's a country show in heaven this week. The good Lord wants me to head." And now he plays the guitar in heaven. Oh, we know it don't sound the same. He's waiting for Shel and I to get there, and the band's all together again. "Did you know this man?" he asked me. The shovel was still in his hand. "I knew him quite well," I told him. "I played the bass in his band." "Yes, I knew him quite well," I told him. "I played the bass in his band."
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And with that mentioned, there is a Wayback Song of the Week that I would like to pay tribute to, and also dedicated in loving memory of my late soulmate and best friend of all too short of a time, Miss Velma LaPointe, Miss Jenny, as she was also known as. Now, in memory of Miss Jenny, it's going to be an all-time classic by Smiley called "Till the Sun in Heaven Stops Shining." Now, for all those wondering, Smiley Bates and Miss Jenny met back many years ago, and with that, we always had a great admiration together for Smiley's music and his career. With that, we'll be back following this. Wrap it all up and send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
I have taken all faith ever dealt me, and I've always had strength to go on. But she always has been my one weakness, and I grow weaker each day since she's gone. Till the sun in the heaven stops shining, until all of the rivers run dry, that's how long I will live with her memory. I'll forget her the day that I die. I'm left all alone now, and there's nobody else in the world. And I'd give all my earthly possessions just to win back the love of my girl. Till the sun in the heaven stops shining, until all of the rivers run dry, that's how long I will live with her.
her memory. I'll forget her the day that I die. Down on my knees like a beggar, or I'd walk to the end of the world just to show her I'll love her forever. There will never be no other girl till the sun in the heavens stops shining, till all of the rivers run dry. That's how long I will live with her memory. I'll forget her the day that I die.
Well, with that, friends, it's once again that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and 101.9 FM, as well as www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the program once again this week, and also thank you to my good friend, Big Al Trainer, for sharing some of his old memories of Smiley with us all today. Now, as mentioned, Smiley Bates sadly passed away on January 8th in 1997 at the age of 59 years young, and one of the most degrading things that ever happened in his life or after his life is the fact that the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame has yet to induct this legendary man into their sacred hallowed halls. However, someday I hope that this will be corrected. In the meantime, for all of us friends and fans of the Smiley Bates legacy, we will keep his memory alive and his music alive. As we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to pay tribute to a clip from a project that another man associated with Smiley brought out many years ago called The Smiley Bates Story and was recorded by Shel Dalton. With that mentioned, we'll pay tribute to Shel's all-time version of Let Me Rest on This Mountain, and then we'll wrap up with Smiley Bates. With that, may God bless and keep y'all till we meet again next weekend. Same great time, same great place. So long for now, friends, and happy listening out there. And just a heads up that next Sunday, we will be paying tribute to what would have marked the 90th anniversary of the birth of Stompin' Tom Connors, the King of Canadian country music. With that, may God bless and keep y'all, and catch y'all next weekend, friends. Have a great week.
Yes, right to the end, my father would remind Shel of his promise. Shortly before he died, my dad picked out his own gravesite, and it is located in the hills near his old log cabin home. On his headstone are the words, "Let me rest on this peaceful mountain." And just before he was lowered into the ground, Shel fulfilled his 20-year-old promise. Here now was my dad's favorite gospel song.
Let me rest on a peaceful mountain when the seeds of the harvest are sown. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain in the hills near my home, sweet home. Thoughts come back from childhood, old time memories return. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain in the hills near my home, sweet home. Come back from childhood,
old-time memories return. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain in the hills near my home, sweet home. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain in the hills near my home, sweet home.
As I said earlier, my dad believed that everyone would eventually go to heaven. He believed that after you pass on, before God calls you to that big house up above, your spirit will remain for some time watching over your life's possessions and accumulations. For my dad, this would mean standing guard over his old log cabin home. Once more, here's my dad, Smiley Bates.
The wind blows through the valley, and the sun is sinking low. God's the one who made this land, and like him, I love it so. Perhaps one day he'll choose me to guard his golden throne. But for now, I'm glad he left me to guard this cabin home. But one day when he calls me, I know I'll have to go. But I'm sure he'll let me look back at what I've left below. But not erase from memory all the things I love when he chooses that I must move to the big house up above. And as long as I shall live there in his house that's so divine, he'll not expect I should forget what I have left behind. And when he brings more angels home, and only those divine, I know he'll bring the one I love, and again, he'll make her mine.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time did fly.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here's your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting from Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.